From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Well, it looks like Christmas is coming to Wall Street after all this year. The five biggest Wall Street firms are expected to pay about $38 billion in year-end bonuses. And that works out to an average of more than $200,000 per Wall Street employee. That would be a new record, and it comes after huge losses from the mortgage crisis. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now. And Amy, so how can that be if there are huge losses in the mortgage business that there would be such huge bonuses?
Well, it's a fair question. You know, Madeline, I've been covering Wall Street for about 4 years now, and every single year we do this story. Wall Street bonuses set a new record. I thought this might be the year that we didn't say that, but here comes Bloomberg News today reporting that despite the losses from credit-related problems, several parts of the business have done pretty well this year. There's a general assumption on Wall Street that about half of a bank's revenues will go toward compensation. So Bloomberg looked at that top line and came up with that $38 billion figure.
And does everyone agree with Bloomberg that the bonuses will be that big?
Well, no. You know, there have been several predictions this year that bonuses would fall for the first time since 2002, especially for people in the mortgage divisions of these banks. The New York City Comptroller's Office, in fact, predicted that the overall Wall Street bonus pool would shrink by as much as 10%. And today I spoke with Rick Copeland with the Capstone Partnership, an executive search firm that focuses on Wall Street. And he says, you know, even if the banks have the money, they really can't afford to pay employees like they have been.
If they report substantial losses or a significant drop in profits and their compensation is up, stockholders will have a fit. I mean, it was bad management to let this thing get out of control to begin with, and it would be horrific management to let compensation get out of control as well.
In fact, John Thayne, the former New York Stock Exchange chief who just took the top job at Merrill Lynch, told Bloomberg that that's going to be one of his first jobs, figuring out how to reward good performers, but still, and these are his words, taking enough money away from the people who caused some of the problems.
Okay, Amy, let's say Copeland is right and bonuses do drop. What would that mean for the New York City economy? That's a pretty big deal for the overall economy in New York, right?
It is. I mean, several local industries really rely on this time of year. Real estate, you know, BMW dealers, art galleries, jewelers, charity groups are all counting on bonus season. But what's surprising is how much the city and state of New York really rely on this revenue. Personal and business taxes from the securities industry make up about 9% of city tax revenues and 20% for the state. So this is a very real impact on the New York economy.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.